That would be Binder, and they can't get the rebound. Rebound, Cat City. Over to Orban. Crossing the timeline. 5:15 left in the half. 11-3, Lakers over Cat City. Rasmussen, left wing. Back to the top to Orban. Dribbles to the right elbow. Back out. Over to Rasmussen, left wing. Trying to feed into Israelson. Nothing there. They dribble around. Lakers also in a 2-3 zone. On the right wing for Cat City. Cody Ross over to number 22, Rasmussen, left wing. And goes right off Orban's knee, but Rasmussen's there to catch it. 4:45 now. It is burning 35 seconds off the clock. I think there's not a shot clock. As Cody Ross takes the jump shot, jump stop right at the free throw line, and called for the travel.
You know, Lakers zone is very active, and it's really interesting to watch the zone when they're maneuvering Orban around, because Lakers have not lost sight of where Cody Orban is.
And currently, I don't want to jinx him here, but Lakers does not look like a 5-11 team tonight. As they feed it in the post at the left as the free throw line, he takes the jump shot. That one's no good. And looks like we have a double foul.
That's the one thing we haven't seen tonight.
That is not. The foul is on number 3, Ethan Nickel for Cass City. That's his first, team 7. The other one's on number 42, Paul Zwemmer. That's his first, team 5th for the Lakers. So, when all said and done, Laker ball underneath their own hoop with 4.5 minutes left in the second with an 8-point lead for the Lakers. Well, the officials decide to change things a little bit, and now it's Cass City ball, 90 feet from their own hoop. Rasmussen kicks it into Orban. Trap defense coming from the Lakers. Orban dribbles around and gets pickpocketed, but they call a foul on Nick Post.
That'll be his second.
Team 6, next one, they're shooting free throws for Cass City. Well, that is the 7th. I missed that one. So Cass City at the line shooting 1-1. Cody Orban shooting 1 and perhaps a bonus. Cass City only has one field goal on the night. That came in the second quarter from Ethan Nickel. Lucas Schenk has the only sole point otherwise. And Cody Orban sinks the first one smooth. He has the second one coming.
For the Lakers, that's exactly the person you don't want to put on the line to give them an opportunity to get used to the basket and so on. Cody Orban is quite a shooter.
And he made the second one with ease as well.
More importantly, he's quite a maker.
11-5 now. The lead cut down to 6 now for the Lakers. As some more discussion is coming from the officials, not quite sure what's happening here. As the officials are saying, Lakers gets it at half court. But now it's Cass City ball. Does that make sense?
Absolutely not.
What just happened here? We're not exactly sure. Cass City just made 2 free throws. Also, it's Cass City ball at half court.
Well, they just pulled it again.
And they just realized their mistake. So with 4.5 minutes left in the second, we have a little of a circus act here. 11-5. Lakers leads by 6 over the Cass City Redhawks. Oh, now it's an 8-point lead. It's 11-3. Not according to my stats here.
And on top of that, we really are not in a position to see what the possession arrow is either.
So now they just took 2 points off the board. What just happened? That was the 16th foul. That, I was right. That was the 16th foul. The free throws do not count. Don't even think about the free throws, so instead they pass it into Israelson, who takes the field goal from the right post, and it's good. Okay, that makes a little more sense. It's now 11-5 once again. 6-point lead as they take a 3 from the right wing, the Lakers, that is, from Shooty. That one's no good. Rebound Lakers. Post at the free throw line, kicks over to Shooty once again from the right wing. Same spot. This one's no good. Air ball. And it's saved by Evan Kaczynski right in the hands, though, of number 12, Cody Ross for Cass City. Here comes Orban. 3:45 left in the second. He dribbles up. This one's blocked from the get-go on the reverse finger roll. Not a very high percent shot. And the game over the post at the free throw line once again. Tried to feed him to Zwemmer. That one goes Aaron. And Israelson was there to tip it, and it goes into the hands of the red and black. Red and silver, red and white, whatever you like to call. Pass through to the left wing, into the corner to Orban, back to Israel Sin, into the post, and this one goes right off his foot, out of bounds, Laker ball. There's substitution, Drew King comes in for Orban for the Cassidy Redhawks, number 22 comes in for 24. That would be Trevor Lewis in for Evan Kaczynski for the Lakers. 3:15 remains in the second, 6-point lead for the Lakers, and we have a foul on number 22, Rasmussen, when they're trying to bring it up the court. Shane Rasmussen is charged with a second foul. That's the team's eighth, so at the line shooting 1-1. His number 30, Jared Schutte. He has a three on the night already. It's been quite the game, John. I don't even know how to explain it.
Unbelievable. The only thing we can figure out is basically is that the officials wanted Cody Orban to go ahead and get some practice free throws. And then he made a both, and then they took those away. And
then they fed it into Israel, saying he took the layup as the first one goes no good. So Jared Schutte's now 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Rebound, Drew King comes across the timeline. 3 minutes left in the half. Cass City trails by 6. Into Israel Sin in the right post. He goes up against Wemmer, and it's good. Cass City going back to their bread and butter play that feed it into Israel Sin. 4-point lead for Lakers now only as they get into number 22. Trevor Lewis back up top D to post and Drummer at the extended right post. Back out to number 20, Nathan Kaczynski. Excuse me, Kyle Bender. That one goes no good. Here comes Cass City. Drew King over to the right wing. To Cody Ross back up to Israelson, top of the key. 2.5 left, 11-7. Lakers over Cass City by 4. Drew King slows things down, being guarded by 12 feet by number 22 in the zone defense. That's Trevor Lewis. Feeds him to Israelson in the left post. This one goes errant. Can't keep a handle on it, and it goes right into the hands of Kyle Bender. Here comes the Lakers. Schutte across the timeline. 2 minutes left before halftime. 4-point lead for the green and white. Schutte feeds it into post in the free throw line. Back out to Schutte. Almost took the three. Over to Trevor Lewis. Skip pass over to the right side to Bender. Drives into the baseline. Picks up his dribble. Right to the hands of Wemmer from 6 inches. And over to Schutte, over to Trevor Lewis, left wing, skip pass once again to Bender, drives down, same play, brings it back out, takes the jump shot 2 feet inside the three line, goes 2 feet too long, and it's rebound, Lakers. But then Drew King's there for Cass City, he stepped on the line. Wow, that official was about 70 feet away, and he saw that.
You know, the tendency is that Lakers right now want to shoot everything from the right, Cass City wants to shoot everything from the left. I wonder what they're going to do at halftime.
That's a very good question. So it's Laker ball right at midcourt. Minute 35 left for halftime. 4-point lead. We have a substitution coming in for the Lakers. Number 32, Nathan Kaczynski comes in for Nick Post.
The Lakers may want to consider going to the left side and taking a few because I'll tell you what, the right side is just not working for them right now.
Well, they're swinging it over to the left side. And all of a sudden, all the defenders come because of that zone defense. And all of a sudden, they're swinging to the right side. And Binder's wide open, he doesn't take it. And they feed it right to the right post, and he gets stripped by Cody Ross of Cass City. He's bringing it down the court. And he goes up, and over to Drew King in the corner.
That was good transition defense by the Lakers.
And Ethan Nickel from down the key takes a three, and it's good. It's now a one-point game with 1 minute left in the first half, 11-10. Lakers over Cass City by 1. Ethan Nickel was a three for Cass City. Over to the right corner, into Nathan Kaczynski. Skip pass over to Trevor Lewis, and he travels. At halftime, Harbor Beach leads 40-29 over Brown City.
Whoa.
So Brown City was leading by 2 at the end of the first, but now they're trailing to Harbor Beach by 11 at halftime in Brown City. Brown City and Harbor Beach are tied for second by a half game back to Ubley in the east. Drew King has it for the Cass City Redhawks with 50 seconds left. Gets across the timeline over to Cody Ross, and we have a foul. It's an offensive on Israelson. Could it be? Oh, the foul's on Ethan Nickel, number 3. Not even close. So that's his second, team 9. Since it was an offensive ball control, there is no free throws. Pass it into Clemmer. Gets it back to Kaczynski, Evan Kaczynski. Or to Schutte, almost loses it. Back at the Bender. Schutte now has the top of the key. 35 seconds left. 1-point lead for the Lakers. More halftime. trying to set up last shot. Shooty over to Nathan Kaczynski. Back to Nathan.